Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Over 45 Weight Loss Call. This is day four, and this is a journey that we have gone on together to lose weight. Those of us that are over 45, we often find it much more difficult than those who are 20. So we created a special call for all of you people that are over 45. And we're also on the Isagenics weight loss program. We are independent distributors of Isagenics, and we chose the program because we like the healthy, nutritionally balanced diet that it is for weight loss. And today is day four, but we have a special guest today. And our special guest is Brian MacArthur from Prince Edward Island, Canada. And he's going to share his weight loss story. He's done really, really super well so far. He's getting healthier. And I'm just going to start the call off by asking Brian how he's doing.
Hi, Denise. I'm actually doing extremely well. I can actually give myself a pat on the back. And I've been on the program now for a little over 2 weeks. And I've lost somewhere between 11.5 and 12 pounds. And I'm feeling better. My knees are feeling better. And I cannot complain.
Great. So was there something that precipitated you going on the Isagenics weight loss program?
I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I'm carrying quite a roll on my stomach. And I was into my doctor about 3.5 weeks, so about a month ago, I guess now. And he told me that I was headed for big, big-time trouble if I didn't lose that stomach weight. And I had to get at it yesterday type thing. I went home and I sat down and I got on the computer. I'd been on diets before, and the grapefruit diet, the Atkins diet, I've been on them all. And not a whole lot of luck with it, so... And then I had joined Isagenics not too far before then. And I get really looking into, because I know they're noted for their having one of the best diet plans around. And I get into it, and I'm on it.
Well, that's great. And so can you tell me what, did you say it was 2 weeks ago that you started this program?
Just about two. It may have been 13 days or it could have been 15. I can't remember right off the bat.
No, that's great. So you've lost 12 pounds, which is a healthy weight loss in the sense that you usually lose the first 10 pounds of water, and that can make you feel really good. It can make you feel more energized, or it can make you tired. And I know they have a cleanse day in the program because it is part of their success of their program. They have 26 research scientists on staff and have been working on this program and refining it and bettering it for the last 15 years. So did you follow the program exactly, taking the shake days and the cleanse days?
Yes, I did. I didn't start with a cleanse day. I started with the shake days and the greens. And I went right through for the first 5-6 days. And then on the 7th, which was Saturday, last Saturday, I did the cleanse day. And I stuck to it. And I didn't mind it. I wasn't hungry throughout the day, but I drink a lot of water to begin with, too, which is a necessity when you're doing this. And I bet you on that cleanse day I drank 14 or 15, 12-ounce glasses of water just to keep it going. That kept the hunger down also.
Great. And so can you tell me what, when you do a shake day, so you obviously did a number of shake days before a cleanse day. Can you tell me how you make your shake and what type of shake you're using?
Yes. I use a magic bullet. And I start with leafy greens, and I'll fill. It's a magic bullet single serving, and I'll fill it about half full of the greens. I'll put in both vanilla and the strawberry cream, and I put one scoop of each in. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do. I like the taste. And I fill it up. I add water to it. And let her run until it just starts to thicken, but not to the point where it turns milkshake style. And I like it. It's good. I mean, I've heard a lot of people talking about some of these diets with the shakes and everything where the shakes taste like chalk. Well, I can guarantee you this doesn't. It tastes extremely good.
Well, that's great. I totally agree. And So when on those days, are you taking anything else? Are you taking the accelerator capsules or the omegas or any of those other components of the weight loss program?
I took those pills on my cleanse day. Now, maybe I shouldn't have, but that's my wife and I looked at it. In fact, my wife was doing the diet and the cleanse with me. And that's when we decided to take that. Now, because I'm a type 2 diabetic, I don't eat the chocolate. Maybe I can, but I don't. My wife does. She thanks me for every second piece that she gets. But I guess, like, on my days where I'm taking the shake, like I take the shake about 9:30 in the morning, and then I take the small scoop. It's like a tea. I can't think of the name of it very quickly. And I drink it down in about 4 to 5 ounces of water. And then just before, half an hour, 45 minutes before supper, I take the package of greens. And I mix that up in 10 to 12 ounces of water, and I shake her well. And then I drink that about, as I said, about a half an hour, 45 minutes before supper. And it has really, it fills me up, and it also has taken back the amount that I eat for supper. And I've gone, a month and a half ago, I was eating a 12-inch plate full of supper. Now I'm eating a 9-inch plate, and it's only about two-thirds full. So it's quite a bit. And I'm not hungry. Like, I used to snack after supper, and I don't anymore. I don't have the desire. I don't have feel the need for it either.
And what are you having for supper? Are you having a light, balanced meal like they suggest in the recipes by Isagenics? Or are you just lowering the fat intake from what you had before? How are you having your evening meal?
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky in the sense that I love fish, and I also love chicken. So we've been doing a lot of skinless, boneless chicken. My wife and I are foster parents, and the kids love it too, so it doesn't hurt in doing the meals. And but I'll have chicken and alternate with fish, and then I'll have another where I'll just have a salad. But like with the fish now, I've started to have sweet potato, a small sweet potato with it, with a little bit of butter and some garlic salt. And I will have some leafy greens and also some kale or whatever, or spinach, baby spinach, and tomato. And I love tomatoes. And believe me, I have a hard time trying to finish an 8 to 9 ounce plate, compared to what it was 3 weeks ago or a month ago, I'm eating probably, as I said, at least 40% less, and maybe 50.
And that's great. And do you feel that by purchasing the shakes and the cleanse day and all the relevant nutritional supplementation, that that's replacing some of your food budget? So I know sometimes people go, the cost, but are you, what percentage do you think that, or an average percentage, do you think that you're saving by having the shakes in the morning and the shakes in the afternoon, for example?
Yeah. It's a little bit hard for us to figure it out here because we have three foster children ranging in age from 19 down to 3.5. So, I mean, our budget is fairly substantial. But I do know that I know I've cut back, and I do probably 95% of the buying. And I'm going to say that I'm saving 65% on the food budget that my wife and I would be consuming or ordinarily.
That's great. That's super. And you say your wife is on the program too. And what has her been experiencing? Sorry.
She won't tell me. I know she's lost weight because she says, "Oh, my clothes feel so much looser on me, and I can see it." And
see it,
because of that, I said, "Well, how much weight have you lost, dear?" Not telling you. So I don't know what she's lost in weight, but I know she does look better.
And are people noticing your weight loss, the people that haven't seen you for a few weeks?
Yes. That's the first thing I know, like three or four people that I've seen in the last 4 or 5 days, or 2 or 3 days. And I've been on the program for about 10 at the time. And one fellow especially said, he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You've lost weight and more than just a pound or two." And I said, "Yeah." I said, I'm working at it, and I'm going to keep going at it." And I said, "You could lose some yourself." And he said, "I'll see what you're like in 2 months' time, and if you've lost it and keeping it off, then I'll go on it." So.
That's encouraging.
Yeah.
That's very encouraging. So let's move over to the cleanse days, because I think we've covered the shake days pretty good in your personal experience with them, because everyone's experience will be different. Like on day one and day two, we talk about how you can do the cleanse three different ways, and they all work. They're all perfect. It's just whatever works best for you. So when you did your cleanse days, you did it with your wife, and that was last Saturday. And what did you take during that daytime at all?
I took the, I can't think of the name of it, right? I don't have the bottle in front of me, the liquid.
You mean the natural?
4 ounces.
Oh, the Cleanse for Life, is that the one you mean?
Yeah. We split it up into 4 different glasses during the day of 4 ounces each. Morning, noon, late afternoon, and then another one around 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. And then outside of that, I took the greens. I made a conscious decision on that to take the greens. But it's mainly water in a what I classed as. So I didn't think it would mix the cleanse up that much. Absolutely no food, not one drop. A lot of water, as I said, probably 12, 14 glasses, 10 to 12 ounce glasses of water. And going to the bathroom fair amount. But outside of that, that's about it in a nutshell. Took the pills.
And did you take the natural accelerator capsules?
Yep.
Okay. Because they say
one in the morning, one in the evening.
Right, yeah, exactly, or the afternoon. And what about
yeah.
the snacks? Because they allow you a certain amount of snacks, because a lot of people get that need to crunch.
Yeah. Like, I don't. My wife did. My wife was on them. I had one of the tablets, and that was about it. But, I mean, it was mainly my wife was doing that, but I had no desire to, and I was happy and comfortable in what I was doing, so it didn't set me on edge, I guess, for lack of a better word, in you know, sometimes when you go on a diet and you go on a cleanse like that and you don't eat and all of a sudden you start going almost like shack wacky. But I didn't. I very relaxed and lay back and, hello, how are you?
Great. And did you take the IsoFlush capsules before you went to bed that night?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Because okay. Those are really important to pull out the toxins from the body.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had no great urge to go to the bathroom on an emergency basis or anything like that. And, you know, I felt quite good.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much. I mean, we've covered everything that you did during that period of time, and the weight loss is great, it's healthy, it's normal, and it's also leading you, I think, to a path that is more nutritionally sound. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, big time. And at the same time, it has caused me to reflect back on what I was eating and how I do have to change my eating habits, you know, not only now but down the road, too. After we do the 30-day system, I'm going to stay on the shakes and whatever, but I won't be quite as much maybe, but I'll be sure watching what I am actually eating and putting into my body at the time.
Great. That's all part of that 30-day process that really helps people slowly and in a healthy way get to their end goal and beyond. Because so many people in weight loss programs go on the program, lose the weight, and then they're off the program. And this is a lifestyle change. It's not a diet. It's a way for people to slowly learn how to change and move their lifestyle. So thank you so much, Brian. I'm just going to end our show here with just adding a tip, because I like to give tips to the audience of how they can increase their nutritional input in a way that doesn't increase their calories, but also helps move the body through the senior years, which most people are in. But not you, Brian. You're still 48, right?
Little less.
little less. Yeah, me too. Anyways, thank you so much, Brian. And I will carry on with the tip here. And my tip of the day, ladies and gentlemen, is flaxseed. And if you can find... I know here where we live, we have Safeway, and you can buy them at Safeway at an extremely good price, and that is ground flax seeds. And you can get the organic ones for about $4.99 a bag. And if you add those, yesterday I suggested chia seeds. Chia seeds have no calories and yet give you lots of fiber and superfood. It's a superfood and great nutrition. And the same thing with flaxseed. You can add, you know, a tablespoon to your smoothie. You're not adding any calories, and you're adding an incredible omega. And so on that note, find your flax seeds at Safeway or your health food store. Make sure you keep them in the fridge, because they do, as most nuts and seeds do, they will, after a time, go rancid if they're kept anywhere that's warm. So thank you so much to Mr. Brian MacArthur from Prince Edward Island for being our guest today. And we will see you on the next episode of the Over 45 Weight Loss Group, and that will be day 5. And have a wonderful day, everyone.